The Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Okay, thank you. Welcome to the show. That the lady there in the voice, she was absolutely correct. This is Michael Storm. I'm back after all these years. The name of the show is Toward Anarchy. Thank you so much for joining us right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's great to be home again. I don't know. I suppose it's possible that somebody listening right now was listening years ago when I was a host of a show on the network. And I think that I'm prepared to do this again. It's been a long time. I've done a lot of this radio thing over the years as a professional, and I know there's a lot for us that we could talk about. There's a lot of things that we could do. We could do just something as simple as just listen to some music and enjoy that, because I personally am someone who likes to do that, throw on a great song. Myself and Ken, the producer there in the studio, were just talking just before the show about a great show that he saw on Friday, an amazing show of classic artists, Cheap Trick, Bad Company, and ZZ Top. And we were just talking about, as professionals in this industry, about the sound that they had and about how amazing they were all these years later. So I would have no problem just coming on here and throwing down some music and talking about music. But it's one of those things that I've learned myself over the years, and not everybody likes music. That amazes me. I find it very interesting when I run into somebody that says that they don't tend to listen to music. And I can understand maybe passing on certain types of music and any certain type of entertainment as far as that goes. But to really not like something and enjoy it and participate in it as much as you can, something as beautiful as music would really be weird for me. So that's one of the things that we'll do on the show as we go about it. But I really want to talk to you about what the Toward Anarchy idea is, because I know that the audience that I'm speaking to right now, the people that tuned in to hear this show that was here before, and I apologize, I don't know what it was off the top of my head. I'm in a position right now where this was very quick, and I jumped right in. I didn't want to pass up the opportunity to come here and speak to you guys once again and really try to find that message and that voice I've been looking for myself for a long time, because I do this for me as much as I do it for anyone else. I come here to talk to myself and find for myself great music, as it were, to listen to, because we will, like I said, we'll bring in some artists, some great music artists that are freedom fighters and anarchists and people who are putting a message in their music. It's not just about pop and the pomp and circumstance of being a rich, famous artist. It's about actually putting a message out there. So we'll do things like music, but I want us to learn and share and have fun in all of the ideas that we do. So we'll be bringing that in one week at a time, one person at a time, one guest at a time. I've been talking to people like Robert Higgs, and unfortunately he's not he doesn't want to do talk radio at all. He doesn't want to jump in and do that thing. He's really tired living down there in Mexico of all the nonsense that's going on here in America. But I know that's the type of person and the audience that I'm speaking to here would like to listen to. And I'll be bringing those type of guests to you, and I'll keep working on Robert too. I'll try to get him to come on the show and talk about just the things in his amazing career, because along with the music and artists and things that are beautiful and enlightening and ideas that help us get from day to day and hour to hour and minute to minute, that I want to bring to you, I want to bring you some important ideas about the world and people who are up and coming in this category of what we call the liberty movement, or the anarchists, the voluntarists, the little L libertarians, maybe even some of the big L libertarians. You'll find real quick that when I'm talking about the anarchy thing here, I'm talking about the absence of a ruling political system. And I it's fun. I like to do this. One of the things that I've done previously in the show is talk about these words. The show Toward Anarchy actually has a very specific meaning. And it came about from, I believe it was David Nolan himself, one of the earliest creators of the Libertarian Party. And it was proposed as a original slogan, along with the logo, with the Anarchy logo, with an A, with an arrow through it pointing towards the chart has flipped since then, but it was pointing up towards the political right, which was towards libertarianism and freedom and smart economic choices and things like that, toward anarchy, literally in the description and in the words themselves. And so it was an early idea of the early founders of the Libertarian Party, who were themselves anarchists trying to find a way into the political system. We won't be talking about that here. I'm done with the political system. If we want to have those conversations about politics, you're probably going to have to find, I don't know. I mean, I'll bring some people in that are going to talk about politics, but it's going to be from the perspective of how do you go from day to day to day to day, from minute to minute, and work away from the political machinations of these psychos, these gangsters, these people that call themselves government, who would and do try to manage and dictate our lives. How can we find all these different things to move us toward anarchy, away from their political controls? That's the entire idea. I don't want to scare people away with the word anarchy, and it does, because people are afraid of words because they don't know them. And it's no wonder. One of the things I like to do is talk about these words and define them, because it's very important. Words are extremely important. What do lawyers argue about when they go into court and you're trying to defend your rights, or you're trying to defend your property? They argue about the law, and they argue about the definition of words. They even have their own specific dictionaries of words that they use, and I have a number of them. And so I like to do this all the time. I like to compare words and see who is using words correctly. And so I thought I would do that real quick with the word anarchy, and we would just look at what is anarchy and what isn't anarchy, and we'll talk about some of the goals of the show. And I'm just kind of winging it today, because I'll fill you in. So check this out. So I jump at the chance to take this 2 hours, because it just showed up. It come out of the blue, and the last 4 years or so, I have not been politically motivated at all, not in any way, shape, or form. I have I've passed on it. I've even not gone on to the social media and the Facebook and stuff and jumped on there and trolled people and picked on them for their stupid political beliefs, or what I perceive to be their stupid political beliefs, whatever, however you want to look at it. But I've passed on all of that, and I've done it for a reason, because this communications thing, what I'm doing right now, is very important to me. I've spent a lot of my life trying to figure out how to communicate to people and figure out, more importantly, what are the best messages and the best ways for me to communicate with people. And so the last 4 years, along with some changes in my own life, literally uprooting my entire life and moving to a different location, and a run-in with the state that we'll have a topic of conversation about. I changed my approach, not my view. I'm the same person that I was when I was a teenager. There's very little about me, and I'm pushing 50 now. There's little about me that is different, significantly different from what I was as a youth. I'm considerably smarter and considerably more wise to the world, but I still enjoy the same things. I still enjoy the same simple beauty of life that I did as a child and as a teenager and as a developing youth. And that includes this anarchy thing that we're talking about. And so what I did just before the show with this word is I pulled up, let's see, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then I think I have one more in Word here. Yeah, 9. So I have 9 different sources for a definition of the word anarchy. And I'll just start by clarifying that the word anarchy is a form of two words, as it were, that simply means without rulers. That's it. That is absolutely the bottom line meaning of the word. So anything, because that's an anarchy, that's without rulers, anarchy. That's literally the meaning of the word. There's no other connotative, there's nothing else about the word that is anything but a connotative meaning or an association with the word that has an agenda behind it to push it generally away from people's attention to it, given that government is the word that it stands against in that sense that they're rulers. So government actually goes out and propagates the idea that it's an absence of government and lawlessness. That's the thing that they tend to throw in as more important. They never actually just say what the word is. They don't just say, well, let's see, because they break it all down. If you look at Merriam-Webster, since 1828, they've been telling us what the words were. Definition of the word anarchy, part one, absence of government. And they break the word down. It's got the anarchy, anarchy, and you can play the sounds. You know, if you've been to these websites and looked up the words, and I hope you are, because I hope you're like me. If you're talking to people and so much of the communication right now is done with typing, it's really easy to just pull up another web browser or on your phone, ask your phone to confirm what the definition of a word is, ask it to make sure that you know what it is you're saying. I hope you do that all the time. I do that all the time, even with words that I've used all my life, and I absolutely know the answer to it. I know that's what it means, but am I saying it right in this context? Is the message that I'm putting out there something that is true to the meaning of the word? That's what I'm trying to get at right here at this point of giving the different definitions. So absence of government, the definition of anarchy from Merriam-Webster, a state of lawlessness or political disorder due to the absence of governmental authority. So they're telling you that without authority, everything is lawlessness, everything is political disorder. Well, actually, without the authority, there wouldn't be any political disorder. There would be no political order at all, that theoretically speaking. But you see what they're doing. Let's go on to the next definition. Just real quick, some of these. Dictionary.com, anarchy, a state of society without government or law. Beautiful description. That's right. That's great. A political and social disorder due to the absence of government control. So while that was a fair definition, I don't think I want to look at Wikipedia. That's too long, where they say etymology. The word anarchy comes from the ancient Greek, which means without or not ruler or authority. Thus, the term refers to a state of society being without authorities or an authoritative governing body. Not without authorities, that's not true, and it's not without lawlessness. And That's the misconception about the word anarchy. It doesn't mean that there's no laws. It doesn't mean that there's no order. It just means that there's no government that's forcing a particular law or order on you involuntarily. You know, when you go onto somebody's private property and they dictate to you that they don't want you to carry a firearm, or they don't want you talking about certain things in their place of business, or you can't be noisy and raise hell. These are private property concerns that you have to respect if you respect the idea of private property. And you better, if you listen to me, or you're going to be real offended by the time this 2 hours is done, and just about any other time you're listening to me, because private property, it's the reason this nation was founded. It's the reason they founded a government that has become so corrupt and has found its place today where we are, and it's out of control. But it was to protect the person and to protect their property. That's the entire concept of forming this nation's government, and it's failed. So let's move on. At the absence of any form of political authority, this is the freedictionary.com by Farlex. absence of any form of a political authority. That's good. Political disorder or confusion. So again, immediately it falls into the definition of disorder, which there's no hint of that. That's an assumed identity of the word. It's not the actual meaning of the word. It's a word that you can use to describe that political disorder and confusion because people understand it that way, but it's not the actual meaning of the word. Not the actual meaning of the word. That's important to me. You'll find that out. And hopefully you'll stick along, because while I'm winging it today, the reason I'm winging it today, I started to say something about this, is because it was a short notice thing. I wanted to jump on the opportunity to come here and talk to you guys and hopefully really make something of it after having taken time off from activism and participating in any of this stuff for the last 4 years. I wanted to jump on that opportunity to get out here, talk to you guys, and find my voice again, because this idea of words that when we're exchanging now, we're in social media and everything is so short attention span, and it's so important that when you say something, if you really want people to understand it, that it be short and concise and to the point, unlike everything I'm doing right now, expounding on all the ideas and going through all the different variables and going back and forth between the different ideas. When you're in this social media situation where you're in this less formal arena of conversation, you have to be able to hit hard, and what you say has to be very clear and concise, and it has to have the impact that when somebody reads it, it plants that seed. You always talk about in these circles that you and I run in. Sorry, I missed it. Hang on. Sorry, because of the fact that we're all new here, I'm all new here. I've got something here technical I got to figure out. What did you say? Where'd it go? We're going to have to please move the mic an inch or two out further. It's a little too hot. Oh, I can turn it down. This mic actually has its own controls and stuff, too. I got a gain and everything. It's a real nice microphone. We won't pretend that this isn't the real world. And I can move it a little bit further away, too. That wouldn't bother me. And this is another reason why I didn't prepare a lot today. It's very easy for me to come in here and turn on the microphone and talk for hours. I could talk about anything. You like that better? Cool. All right. I can do all the adjustments I need to over here on this end. I want this to sound as professional and as well presented as we possibly can, because it's about sending that clear message. It's all part and parcel of the same message. If I'm going to sit here and talk to people for 2 hours a week or for any amount of time, I've got Xbox One S and 130 games or something like that. I mean, I can find a way to kill 2 hours of time. So if I'm going to do it speaking to people, trying to send a message, I want to make sure that I'm doing it right. And I want to make sure it sounds as good as it can. And I want to make sure that the words that I'm using are correct. And I want to make sure that people understand that when I use these words, I mean them to be literal. That's one of the things that happens so often in these conversations is this, the argument over these words, and that's why I'm doing the definition thing. Did I do this one yet? Oxford English Dictionary, anarchy, a state of disorder due to the absence or non-recognition of authority or other controlling systems. See, they didn't even define the word as it's supposed to mean to begin with. Within, you know, four words, they say it's a disorder. It's not fair. It's not true to the word, and it's not true to the people that you're going to find call themselves an anarchist. I've moved away from the word trying to call myself an anarchist in just the general practice of, again, trying to find that place, trying to find that message, trying to make it as easy and as clear and not muddle it. If the word anarchy is confusing someone, is getting in the way of the message, then it's probably best not to use it. But here I have a long forum. I can take the time to make sure you understand what I'm talking about. That's the beauty of the long forum like this. But when I'm addressing the things that we talk about here, I'll often be talking about them in the context of the social media and the short form conversation, because that's what most of us have. Very rarely do any of us have the opportunity to be able to spend 2 hours talking to people and trying to clear up your message. And hopefully after you come back from a break, clarify what you just said before that was confusing. And we'll do that when we come back here on Toward Anarchy. I'm Michael Storm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
...than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
This is the name of the show. I am Michael Storm, your host. We're live right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and it's so great to be home. I was listening to the spots during the break there, just like you were, and listening to the pleas for the truth and to support the truth. And that's why I'm here. That's why when the knock came in the door and they said, "Hey, here's 2 hours. Can you do it?" It took me about 10 seconds. Because, like I said, I've been out of the game for a little while, but the point of being out of the game was to work on me and to work on how I'm sending out my message and what I'm doing, and maximizing what I'm doing to be able to just help people get through from one day to the next. Given that we're not really free. We like to think that we are, and the problem is that people confuse freedom as in liberty, as in freedom from obligation to the state or some authority, with choice, with the ability to choose. Well, I'm free because there are 15 different types of television at Walmart to choose from. That's freedom. No, that's not freedom. That's choice in the marketplace. You should have choice in the marketplace of freedom ideas as well. And that includes in the political marketplace. The option shouldn't be ruler A and ruler B, or even ruler A, B, and C. The option should be, do I want a ruler at all? Do I want to participate in this thing that they call politics and this thing that they call government? Do I want to be one of the hive, I guess, one of the citizens, another one of those great words that I can guarantee you that we will visit many, many times because it has a very particular meaning. And I still find myself talking about it all these years later after learning the meanings of certain words and how they apply when it comes to political science and what they mean to our rights and to the founding of this nation. Those words are important, word like citizen. So we will come back to words like that all the time, and we will look at words like anarchy. It seems to fit right now with the name of the show being Toward Anarchy. I have to talk about it because people hear a word and they're scared of it. They run away. Here's a perfect example, because this is another thing that will come up a lot on this show because it's a truth issue. And this is the place for it. And you are the person that needs to hear it. I know you are. This is a myth understanding, if you're Robert Lynn Asprin, he's an author. Myth Understanding is a book. A misunderstanding of the intent of words and the people who would manipulate words. And here's a scary word, measles. Ah! Very scary word, right? It didn't used to be. Measles used to be a thing that was a childhood disease. You got it. You were sick for a little while. Occasionally, somebody who wasn't particularly healthy died from it, and that sucked. But the truth is that it was a childhood disease, a childhood illness. You got through it. You got over it. You passed on, particularly for the mothers, a lifelong immunity to your children. Somewhere along the way, somewhere around the Jonas Salk period of life, we started to turn away from that, and the narrative switched, and some of the earliest, really, signs of the technocratic control of the medical industry, the medical pharma industry that we have now, beginning to rear its ugly head so far back, even a little further back even then. But this narrative began that science was better than nature, or could be better than nature, or that they could protect you from these things using the right science. But then you start looking at what they call their science. You start looking at the information that they actually put out there. You start looking at what the CDC website actually says about these things. You start doing some numbers. You start doing some comparisons, and you start finding the word measles isn't really very scary. But they try to make you think that it is, to sell you on this product, to sell you. I don't know. Is it a New World Order thing? There are a lot of people out there. I know hundreds of thousands of people in the vaccine awareness movement. I don't like to call them anti-vaxxers. I'm offended by that word. It's not true. We're people that are pro-truth, pro-information. And it's yet one more of these paths where these words matter and they scare people. And so the word anarchy scares people. And I want people to run away. And we'll come back, I guarantee you, to the vaccination thing. It's something that we'll talk about. I wish that I had my friend. We'll talk about Greg when we come back. We'll be back here on Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
You, what are you going to do? Sometimes things work out right, sometimes they don't. I knew it'd be real easy to just come in here and throw on the microphone today and talk, because I got, you know, sort of 4 years of
not entirely, not what you'd call pent-up aggression, but certainly some pent-up ideas and a voice that needed to be heard that hadn't been heard in a while. So it would be easy to come in here, but I also knew that this first show, we'd be trying to figure out the technology. I scrambled all week because it was a very short time period for me to be able to prepare for the show. And I was, while ready, you know, sort of mentally, I wasn't prepared at all physically. I didn't have anything particularly set in mind to talk about other than the stuff that I tend to talk about every day, the sort of vaccines and the definition of the words. And I remembered, well, that's what I always talked about before. And in the context of social media and being able to clarify your message and send out this message, and again, listening to the spots, understand that there's no sort of pre-planned idea there. I'm listening to the spots during the commercial break, and that's exactly what they're talking about, expanding the reach and expanding that message. And it's great that RBN is here all these years later to even come back for me to be able to jump up here and to be able to talk to you guys for a couple hours every week. So I'm really excited about it, and it probably shows. I'm probably a little bit giddy, and it's completely understandable, because I'm really happy about this, and I'm really excited to be able to share again just my worldview, I guess. I don't spend a lot of time myself listening to other people or reading philosophical tomes, or I interact with people, or I do my own thing, you know, watch a movie or play some Xbox or something like that. Otherwise, I'm interacting with people and learning about how they understand the message and what they're listening for, because I'm pretty set on my worldview. I know where I'm at. I said earlier in the show about being the same person I am now at 46 than I was at 16. With some exceptions, but generally speaking, just being that same person and having those same general thoughts, my worldview is pretty well clear, and I've always wanted to share it with people, but only people who want to hear it. I don't like forcing my ideas on people, and so you have to have that long-form voice like this to be able to do it, but everybody else is communicating in this short-form voice like I was talking about. And they're arguing, they're trying to argue over the definitions of words and the meanings and the importance of these things in this short space, and nobody's paying attention, nobody's listening. So you've got to make these forays into the social media and into the world where you only have, you know, 5 minutes in passing of talking to somebody, to be able to talk to them about these important things. Like if you walk into Walmart and you see the guy there pushing the vaccines, and you are a person that believes in vaccine awareness and wants people to understand it, whether they decide to take them or not, you want them to have the truth. You want them to be informed. You see the guy there that's, you know, sort of 18-year-old, 19-year-old, just in college here at K-State or something like that, and he's just learning pharmaceuticals and claims that he understands about these vaccines but can't really answer the questions. And you don't have a lot of time to stand there and talk to that. He doesn't have a lot of time to talk to you. How can you say something to him in that short amount of time that maybe plants that seed? Whatever it is, don't take the vaccine thing. I don't want you to – again, I'm not trying to chase you off and scare you with these ideas. We'll get to your thing. We'll talk about your thing, especially if you want to participate in the show. I thought about that, but, I mean, I guess there's a phone number. You can always call in and talk with me about any of these different things. To comment on the air, I know it's here. I'm learning all these things again myself. It's been years. 1-800-313-9443. If for some reason you wanted to chat about something I said, or you got an idea that maybe I'm missing something, or you just want to chat, I can do that for a few minutes. I have time. I prepared to do that today, to be able to let people to talk to me, just to find out a little bit about me, not just about this word anarchy and some of the connotative meanings that surround it. But that's the argument that I'm always making. When I am here talking about these things, I'm talking about me. I'm talking about my personal view on the world. I can't speak for anyone else, and that's why I don't really listen to other people's shows. I don't read these philosophical books like I was talking about, or I've never seen What's that big video? Gee, see, I can't even remember. Larkin Rose, the video about when to shoot a cop. It's one of these, you know, videos on YouTube from these people in the circles that I run in. That's very controversial. I've never seen it. I know I've never listened to Larkin Rose give a speech, but he has thousands of followers and people know who he is, and he's written these books, and they're about anarchy, and he's this anarchist, and there's this word, and there's so here I am talking about these things, and I hope that I can get all of this sort of nervous energy and figure out these technical things and things like that right away, get my feeling back for it, so people to jump in and get to the real nitty-gritty of things. I'll bring in people. I'll have some great guests in here, just like I did previously before. Just some of the most amazing people that you could even think of, whether you've heard of them or not, because they're doing amazing and beautiful things. I can't wait to have the Wandering Monks back on, one of my first guests on the show. Musicians out of Colorado, just amazing people doing amazing things. And there are so many of them everywhere, and it's so hard to say, all right, I want to talk to this person, I want to talk to this person. I've contacted dozens of thousands of people that I know all around the world and have been talking to them. Oh, what can you come on the show and talk about? Can we get on there and can we talk about the abortion issue? That's a big issue right now. All of a sudden, that's exploded in everybody's face. And in the circles that I run in, there's people that say, we're talking about the individual. You're supposed to be free. And issues like the abortion issue or issues like the vaccination issue or even simple issues like wearing a seatbelt and enforcing seatbelt laws, these things all tie together in that individual freedom and liberty and anarchy, and why are we doing these certain things and what are the beliefs that we have about them and what is a myth and what's not, and one by one we'll break these things down. But in between, we're going to have things like the monks in there, and Sheldon Richmond has already agreed to come on the show. He's on vacation right now somewhere. Did he say he was on vacation somewhere? If you don't know who Sheldon Richmond is, what did he say? Where is he? Where was he? Sheldon Richmond is a great author, libertarian kind of guy. I met him years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, online, digitally. I've never met him in person, but we talked and we chatted and we had some things in common. And, you know, so we're not like buddy-buddy or anything, but I had enough access to be able to just say, hey, you know what? I've got some time. You want to talk? What did he say? Where's he at? He said he didn't get specific. He's not home. I'll be home next week. So I'm talking to people. We're going to bring some guests on. We'll do some other things, and other than just sit here and listen to me ramble, as much as you might like to do that or as much as I might like to do that, which I won't fool anybody into believing that any of us like that. I don't necessarily like living in my own head and listening to my own voice. That's why I come to a place like this, to be able to talk and hopefully participate with somebody else, bring them in. I had Larry Pratt on this show a number of times on different networks and shows they've done over the years. But on RBN, he was here, and it was just one of the great shows that I had, because we talked about another one of those words and one of those differences in words that I was talking about earlier, and the word citizen, you know, and the people's right to self-defense that's codified in the Second Amendment, and talking to Larry Pratt about that. That was amazing. I have him back on the show as soon as I possibly can, and there'll be some other people out there, and hopefully I can get you to participate in the show too and give me your ideas and send them. We'll talk about prepping. We'll get some of these medical concerns out of the way. Try to, you know, as I'm getting older, you know, pushing 50, the medical concerns are one of those things that pops up. I've lived a pretty healthy life, but then again, I'm sitting here with a great big drink full of soda, you know, and so I know the sugar, it's there, and it's destroying my body. And it's one of those things that, it's like, it's an addiction. How do I get over it? And it's something that you want to talk with somebody about. And I have friends. Oh, and that's what brought me to this point, because I was going to talk about Greg. Greg Gillette was a great friend of mine. He just died. And it was kind of tough for me. I hadn't been on Skype in a while, and I pulled up Skype. And he was one of my few contacts on there. And his name was still up there. And I remember going on his show. He had a health show. He was a nutritionalist and a herbalist and actually educated in it, not just a sort of flash in the pan kind of guy. He was just this great, fun loving sort of guy. And he just sort of up and died suddenly here not too long ago. And so it was rough pulling up the Skype and seeing that there to be able to connect here through the studio. And I said, oh, wow, man, Greg, I hadn't thought about him, but I used to have him on the show all the time. And we'd talk about nutrition and health. And now, I lost a great friend and I lost a great resource for you guys and myself talking about these health issues, but myself going into older age. And I have children. I'm a father. I have three children. I just had one graduate yesterday. And so that was part of my week this week that put me in a position where I'm sort of, all right, what do I do? What do I get there? What do we talk about? How do I play this out and sort of exercise some demons? And then we get down to the hardcore understanding of reality and talk about some of I mentioned the New World Order. Boy, it's fun to talk about. I hate to speculate, but there's so much there's so much of these manipulations of words that I'm talking about, and these manipulations of ideas and the control of the short form and the long form voices that allow you to talk about these people and what they're doing to the world and the manipulations that they put us all through. I don't know. It's hard to talk about anything beyond my own lifetime and my own experience. I don't like to do it. I don't like to pontificate about things that happened before me. But obviously there's something wrong with America, something wrong with the idea of liberty and freedom and government and control and all of these machinations of these psychopaths and these weirdos that get funneled into positions of control and positions of authority that have been planning for years and years, and they're friends and they share with each other and they share their ideas like I'm trying to share with you. And they pass them on from one generation to the next, and these ideas carry on, and they enforce them, and they have a long-term plan and goal. And you and I, we love life, and we're living it here every single day, and we're busting our butts, working 9 to 5, doing the job, and we don't have time for long-term plans. We're lucky if we're thinking about next week most of the time. And so I hope that what I'm doing here is finding that place for me, helping you find that place, at least, if nothing else, for a couple hours every week to just say, hey, you know what? Let's think about this. Let's think about a longer term picture. Let's think about what we can do to avoid getting caught up in their plans and in the destruction that they weave throughout the world. Because it's so pervasive. It's in everything you do. And as technology grows, it gets even more pervasive. It's everywhere. Look, okay, as a long-term radio person, a terrestrial radio, not just your sort of amorphous web presentation of something, it's this type of radio, this network presentation format. I was there years ago, 1995, when they came into the studios, every single studio in America, and they put in these green boxes. It was, I don't know, 2 foot long by 4 foot high. And then I don't know how far it went back in the rack, maybe 8 inches or something like that. It's just an innocuous green box with a speaker and a little digital control panel, a little LED readout on it. And it was this new system called EAS, the Emergency Alert System. It wasn't just the emergency broadcast system. It wasn't a system of people who came together and say, all right, we have a way to warn people about things that could be happening, disasters in weather or a strike from another country, as ridiculous as that sounds in America. Well, these things could happen, and this system was put in place, and it was semi-voluntary to participate in, based simply on the fact that the government couldn't take control of the radio station and force a broadcast over you through your radio station. That changed in 1995 when it went from EBS to EAS, Emergency Alert System. They was there. I watched them. I helped the engineer put the thing in. It controls the radio station. There's one in every radio station. There's one in every television station. There's a hub at every single cable provider. There are NSA people who are actually housed inside the major data centers. There's a control as the technology grows, and it's been in place for a long time. And it's funny being from and having that perspective, and have people tell you that they control the airwaves, that they can tell, they can take over whenever they want and do whatever they want. Well, you see it now today on the phones, but people didn't believe that back in 95, 96, 97, 98. I was there. I saw it with my own two eyes. I helped install the system. It's a real thing. There's a control, there's a narrative, and they're in control. Broadcasting Network, not Toward Anarchy. We'll be.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
We'll be right back.
on the board because I know you're sitting there drumming to this. I am. What an amazing piece of music. I can't wait to really start bringing some guests in here, but I knew that I was back home. And it's so obvious now just being here and feeling it and listening to what's going on and listening to promos for other shows and what people are talking about. It's obvious that this is my home. This is where I belong. So it's really cool to be back here again. I'm so excited about it. I'm excited about the things that I'll be able to bring you. I'm lamenting some of the things that I will never be able to bring you again. But I guess that's the way it is with loss and life and losing friends, whether you lose one just because they walk away because they don't appreciate your ideas or you or your value, or whether you lose one to life itself. It takes people away from us. And as we're getting older, I know I am, it takes more than it gives. That's kind of the way it works. It's something that as you get older, you find out who your friends are. It's kind of funny. Did I keep the thing? Let's see if I did. I thought maybe I snapped like a screenshot of it or something just to be able to mention it. Because I thought it was kind of funny. It was just this commentary on some study, some useless something or other about how many of your friends are not actually your friends. Come on. It never fails that when you're actually looking for something that you wanted to say but you didn't really prepare for it, that you push the wrong buttons and can't get to it. There it is. It was at complex.com that I saw it. A sad study shows most of your friends don't actually like you. Well, yeah, I read it. It didn't talk necessarily about the study. It didn't get into details about it, but it hit on the points, and I didn't go in to look at the study itself, but just the idea that sort of half of the people that you think are your friends don't actually think of you as their friend. That was one of the things that I noticed that was kind of funny. And as you get older, you start to find those things out. You find out who the important people in your life are, and you find out what the important ideas in your life are, because you tend to associate people with ideas and the things that they do and who they actually are. And that's how you determine whether or not you can be friends with somebody. You know, their ideas and their values may not coincide with your own, but do they act and behave like somebody who respects your ideas and values? And it said some silly, obvious stuff like the girl, you know, the rich girl who invites you over to the party every once in a while is probably not really your friend. Well, no kidding. I didn't need a study to tell me that. We're going to come back here with hour number two right here. It's Toward Anarchy. I'm your host, Michael Storm. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stick around. We're going to get into a lot more.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.